On this edition of Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner, and we have a great guest that's going to be on the program here on this evening's program, and we have Al Jacquet with, oh my gosh, you know, he's been doing his own recordings and performing, and he's been with a couple of groups that we'll get to here in a second, but Al, it's so good to have you here with us.
Glad to be here, Dale. It's always fun spending time with you.
Well, it's good to have you here, and it's good. We have talked so many times over the phone or on the email, and so it's good to be able to see you in person this yeah. time around, too. So it's good to have you here. Boy, you've been in the business for just a few years, haven't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Well, if we want to be totally candid, I started singing in church when I was about 6 years old, mm-hmm. and I'm 73 now, so we can, you know, do the math. And yeah. in between there's been a long and varied musical career, performing solo with groups, some groups that made it and had some success, like Savage Grace, and then other groups that were pretty dang close. Like I was in Lightning and a band called The Suspects, which was a horn band. And a lot of the stuff's out there on the internet, you know, on YouTube, The Suspects, Lightning, Savage Grace stuff, of course.
Yeah.
And then a lot of gospel music with One Accord. And I'm sure I'm missing things, but yeah, it's been a long and varied career, and now I'm doing a lot of work as a solo artist, but then also with the Al Jacquet Band, which plays at this place in Ann Arbor once a month called Geezer Happy Hour.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, people we've been written up in the New York Times.
Wow.
Yeah, and wow. M Live did a feature on us. It's Friday night. We start at Friday night, start about 6:30. We're done by 9. And it's just tons of dancing and people having fun. And it started out really as Geezer Happy Hour, but now the audience has really grown because we play a lot of good dance tunes.
Sure.
You know, so we got a varied audience and people have fun. It's a real welcoming, just fun atmosphere. So I've been doing that and then also playing a lot of solo gigs.
Yeah. So. Well, and the thing is that you're from the area.
Right.
Yeah.
I live in Jerome now, but I actually lived in Tecumseh for 10 years.
Yeah.
Out on Smith Road.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, I always like to go and feature local artists and or from the region.
Right.
And, of course, it's been a while since I've been able to do this with you, so I thought it's about time. And it opened up a great opportunity for me to be able to have you on the program because, you know, with all the work that you've been doing and all the performing that you've been doing, you've been recognized
right.
recently in the Michigan Rock Legends Hall of Fame.
Yes, I, it's great. They called me one day and said, well, you know, we are aware of your history and the work that you've done, and we want you to come up here, and we want to give you, you know, an award, basically. I like recognition better.
Yeah,
you know?
it's a great, a wonderful recognition.
Yes, and they have a museum up there. There's a museum dedicated to Bay City, and there's a section of it that's all about Michigan rock and roll. So you've got Seeger and the Frost and Question Mark and the Mysterians and all these different bands, Savage Grace, that, you know, had an influence and had a good career in Michigan, Grand Funk. I mean, the list goes on and on and mm-hmm. on. And they honored me for being, you know, for the work that I've done. We did a nice interview, a couple hours worth. They're going to do a podcast. And then the following day, we had a gig in this listening room, which was great. So I'm really very proud to have been recognized. And it's nice to know that sometimes you think, well, is anybody out there?
Yeah.
Do they know what I've been doing? I mean, I've been getting paid. So somebody must think it has value, but how many people have been listening for have them to call me and then invite me up? They're very gracious, and the museum is really cool. It felt good. It felt really good.
I was going to ask you, I mean, you had to mean, you know, that had to make you feel pretty good and proud about the fact that they were recognizing you for the work that you've done all these years.
Right. I felt really good, very grateful, very thankful. And the recognition is a nice thing, you know, a little pat on the back. And they were aware of my history. It wasn't just, well, Savage Grace. They knew that I had done things before then. I mean, I was in a high school band that opened up for The Who and Jimi Hendrix. We were 16 years old.
No kidding.
You know.
Wow.
It's this band called The Hideaways. But they knew about a lot of my history, and that made me feel good because, I mean, for anybody, if you're a carpenter, if you're on the radio, your career isn't one day or one year.
Mm-hmm.
It can be decades long.
That's right.
You know, yeah. And people might recognize a little piece of it, but there's all this other work on either side of that recognizable piece. And it was nice that they took the time to acknowledge that and to talk to me about it.
Yeah. When you got into the business and doing music, and did you think that you would have a particular path, that you were going to do a particular piece of music or not, Al?
You know, I think I really got into music when I was very young. I was 6 years old singing in church. And then when the Beatles came out, I thought, oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
Gee, wow, sure. Not realizing how brilliant they were and that they were going to literally change the music industry.
Yeah.
But so I thought, well, I can do that. And so I got in a four-piece band, and, you know, it was two guitars, bass, and drums. That's a lot of us did that back then. And I thought, you know, we'd put out a record and it would all be fine. But then we had to go through the whole developmental thing to learn how to sing rock and roll, to be on stage like that. And then the Savage Grace thing came along, and that was very different than what I had been playing 6 months before that. You know, it was more progressive rock, and these guys had a very deep musical knowledge. A piano player was incredibly schooled. Ron could play anything on a guitar. These guys had done session work. And so it was very different than what I think I imagined when I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
You know, and then to get a record deal at 18, it's pretty heady stuff.
Sure.
It was moving really, really fast. And sometimes I think, I know I wasn't mature enough to deal with the realities of the business. But I stayed in it, and I've made some good music my entire life. And I'm very thankful for that. Because,
that was a good learning experience for me.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, to be able to go through that and knowing that this is what part of the music business is all about, and having to go with you with what you did go through, obviously kind of, you know, set the plans for you to move forward
right.
in your music career.
Yeah, and you pick up, you unfortunately learn some negative lessons, you know, about the business. They say that's full of crooks and stuff, and it's all true.
Yeah.
And so you have to learn how to not be real trusting, but you don't want to be a jerk.
Yeah.
And so you have to find a way to be strong without being obnoxious. And that takes a while, especially if you're 18 years old.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, and I don't think I was the most mature 18-year-old at that time anyway. So I had a whole lot of stuff to learn. And now from this end of the spectrum, looking back on all the years, I said, oh, wow, that was a really dumb mistake you made there, Al. And then I say, oh, that was a really good piece of music you did, or that TV show went really well, or those recordings you did with the Suspects on the Dave Dixon show. Live, it was really good.
Yes,
you know, and then
yes.
Something else, that was a little lame. So the perspective is much better, I think, from this end of the business.
Yeah.
And so now I'm going out and working almost as much as I want, I think. It's fun. I mean, it's fun.
And you're still, you know, performing in the area. I
right.
mean, you're even performing here in Adrian, too,
That's
aren't
right.
you?
I play at Challoner's, which is a cigar bar, and they're really nice people. And I play there usually about once a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing there in April the 13th, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
April 13th. And if this is going to be on Wednesday, we just did some promo.
That's right.
Yeah. And where else do I play? In Ann Arbor. I'm going down to Indiana to play at Sweetwater's, which is this incredible music mall store. And they have a lunchtime program where they pay you. You come on in, and you get to play for a little more than an hour while people are having lunch at Sweetwater's.
Wow.
It's a really cool gig.
Yeah.
And they liked me enough the first time, they actually, you know, said, do they want me back? And I called them, and they said, yeah. So I'm doing that. And again, Ann Arbor was up in Bay City, going to Jackson to play Greenwood Acres Family Campground, which is the site of the Goose Lake International Pop Festival, which I played in 1970.
Oh, wow.
So with Savage Grace.
Yeah.
And last year I went and played there, opened up for Magic Bus, which is a tribute band.
Yeah.
And it was, when I looked over my shoulder, I could see the towers that the PA was on. They're still there.
No kidding.
From 1970.
Wow.
And then they have like a game room and whatever that is situated where backstage was. So I walked into this building and walked around looking around, and it was, you know, I mean, sometimes time goes away and I thought, wow. I mean, I could see, where am I? What year is it?
Yeah.
And then I got to do a set for all these people. It was a blast.
Yeah.
And my band is going back there in September, I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we'll do the Al Jacquet band for that. We'll play some Savage Grace, some blues, a bunch of dance stuff for people, too. Because remember, I came up in all original bands.
Yeah.
So I didn't play all the tunes everybody else did. I mean, I never played I Saw Her Standing There like all my buddies did, because we were, you know, playing R&B tunes and trying to write music. And then Savage Grace was an original band, so was Lightning, The Suspects. So now I'm playing all the tunes I never played as a kid and having a blast, because I'm not burned out.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
a Stones tune, a Beatles tune, a Savage Grace tune, one of my own tunes. But the covers, I'm not burned out on.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
Yeah.
And plus, to look at, let's say, a Roy Orbison tune from this end of the dance, this end of my life, my gosh, that man wrote some brilliant material.
He sure did.
Yeah. And I liked it when I was a kid, but I didn't have the musical knowledge to know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one chord change he throws in at the end, that's downright brilliant.
Yeah.
I didn't know. And so now I can appreciate it from a technical aspect and also a heartfelt aspect.
Yeah.
You know, I still have that kid in me going, Roy Orbison's bomb. And then here's this guy going, oh, did you hear what he just did there? That's brilliant.
That's amazing.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's a very cool perspective.
We have just started playing a song that you recorded called Hard Times.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Hard Times was on an album we call One Night in America, which was the last Savage Grace project. It was Ron Koss, before he passed away, and myself. And then the other guys didn't want to fly in from the coast and all this, so Ron and I put together a band with Mark Gujan, who played with Lightning and also played with Mitch Ryder for 13 years.
Wow.
A guy named Billy Gordon, who was a good drummer, played with us. We brought in a guy, Jim Cleary, who was one of Ron's friends, who happened to play saxophone and keys, and he had played with America.
Ooh.
So we got together, and we produced by Jeff Jones, who had been in Lightning as a guitar player and producer.
Uh-huh.
And we recorded, I think it's 15 songs or something. And One Night in America is the name of one of the other songs. Then Hard Times is one of these, it's a rock and roll tune, but it talks about life things that from not the standpoint of, let's say, a 16-year-old, but from a guy who's had a family and been through the ringer a little bit. And it's a really tough tune. I think it's prophetic. You know, some people probably don't want to hear that, but I think it's a prophetic song because it talks about life situations we're going through right now. And Ron wrote the thing 15 years ago.
Wow, no kidding. Wow.
20 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to it and I liked it immediately. And I thought, oh, this is great. We're going to put it on.
Great, thank you.
And play it on the air for you. But, you know, the thing is, you listen to it and I got that same feeling too. You know, taking a look at, you know, from not a young person, but someone who has gone through some hard times.
Some life, yeah.
And some life, too. And that's what I really liked about the song, too.
And what I like about it, too, is that it's still played, it's played, it's tough. It's got some distortion in it and goes back and forth between singers. I mean, Ron and I sing different pieces of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mark Gujan sings harmony, and the three of us do, you know, oohs and stuff together.
Right.
So it's got some different influences, but you know, that guitar kicks in, it's pretty tough sounding. So it's not like a woe is me right, kind of
right.
tune.
No, it's not.
It's more in your face. And yeah. I play it live myself. It doesn't quite feel the same without a bunch of guys behind me beating on drums and yeah. yelling a little bit, you know. But I still do it because it's a good song.
Hey, as we're running out of time, where can people get a hold of your music?
Yeah. Well, a good place to visit me on Facebook, Al Jacquez, A-L-J-A-C-Q-U-E-Z. And I have a website, www.aljacquez.com. And there's a lot of, there's videos there and music. There's a store, tons of pictures, a little bit of history. Great video between me and Sean Murphy, who sang with Eric Clapton for years and Seeger.
Yeah.
Some blues live. So,
good.
Visit my website, aljacquez.com.
Excellent, excellent. Well, hey, it's good to see you. It's good to have you in the studio to talk with us here, Al, and continued success.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Once again, congratulations on being inducted into the Michigan Rock Legends Hall of Fame.
Thank you. I'm very thankful.
My guest has been singer, artist, all-around great guy, Al Jacquez. Here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.